message received.
Hey everyone, to another edition of Online Business Platinum Podcast. My name's Jeff Smith. I'm from HireTrustMarketing.com and InfoMarketerZone.com. Hope you guys are rocking it this week. I'm coming to you guys a little bit early this week. I had so many questions had come up over the weekend that I wanted to put this episode together because I may need to put another episode together by the end of the week just to get to all the questions. And so thanks a lot for everyone who's been paying attention on Twitter. All of you guys, at Hire Trust is my Twitter handle. You'll find me over there posting great stuff every day. But also a place to contact me and link up and network a little bit. And also ask some questions, a question that might make it onto the show, the Online Business Platinum Podcast. All right. And you can also find this podcast, guys, up on HireTrustMarketing.com/blog. That is our blog where we post something almost every day up there based on the experience we have in running our businesses online, improving people's lives, improving people's businesses. All right. So today on the show, the three topics I want to jump into, and I think these are going to be helpful to anyone listening to this. Number one, I'm going to talk a little bit about the power of telling stories. Number two, we're going to talk about a real case study of a blog-to-book case study that I came across online and actually was asked to work with a woman to help understand what she could do with a blog that she no longer wanted to maintain, had about 200 posts, and we're going to talk a little bit about what happened to that and how it ended up for her. Pretty exciting stuff. Number three, we're going to talk about how to find JV partners and affiliate partners, basically to take your product or service to market in niches that you may not think there are JV partners or where it may be hard to find them. That is not, you know, not really business niches or biz op or internet marketing niches. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. We've got direct experience with that. Obviously, we run some products that are not in the traditional niches ourselves and help thousands of others over at InfoMarketerZone.com. All right, with that, let's jump into the first topic right away, and that is the power of telling stories. So, guys, this is extremely, extremely important, and it's going to touch a nerve maybe with a lot of you who, those of you who don't relate to being a salesperson, who maybe relate to being an artist, relate to being a business person, an entrepreneur, relate to being anything other than a salesperson, who may have grown up with a bad conception of what a salesperson is. The fact is, though, that we're all salespeople every day of our lives. We have to sell things to our families. We have to sell things in our jobs. We have to sell things, and I'm talking about ideas. I'm talking about influencing. I'm talking about how we have to sell our point of view, sell our own personality, how we have to sell. Those are all the intangibles. And then, of course, when you run a business, no matter where you are in that business, you should be capable of selling your product and should always be pitching and selling your product, right from the CEO that runs the company or the owner, the president. If you're an individual micropreneur, you're everything. So you definitely should be selling. But selling is an important skill, and a big part of selling is being able to tell stories. And so, I struggled with this through the mid-2000s, where I did an awful lot of content production, did a lot of blogging, etc. And I was doing it from the angle of sort of us and them. I would put out content that I would throw over the fence to my target market in sort of really basic point form, you know, I'll answer a question that you're asking type format. And I got, you know, I definitely got traffic, I got traction, I got sales, and it wasn't really until the late 2000s that I realized that I could be doing so much better. And a lot of that came from a number of places. So certainly from Jeff Walker's product launch formula, which was heavily focused, by the way, on telling the story of your launch, telling the story of you, your product, your business, your launch, even though a lot of people who haven't taken that course probably don't know that. And then, you know, certainly if you followed a lot of the copywriters, if you followed David Ogilvy, if you followed guys like Gary Halbert and sort of this generation of really top copywriters, you understood that they tell stories and that that sells and always has been the key to selling. And so it really hit home again not too long ago when I sort of linked up with some sales guys on Facebook. And you know, I made the change myself into telling stories. I told stories in all my email follow-ups, in my marketing. I try to do it in a lot of the content. And, you know, it hit home again. It had to just be sort of reiterated in my thinking, even though I've been doing it, by a post where a really top-notch salesperson on Facebook decided that he wants to get into product development and put his training program online to teach others globally what he's done mainly through in-person and having a successful sales career himself. And an interesting post, he had about a paragraph where he talked about a story where he had gone into Starbucks and sort of just through being nice and you know, raising a conversation with a barista at Starbucks, found out that a young teen woman had aspirations to also do sales. And he talks about, you know, how he brought her into, how he convinced her to actually get into sales, brought her into a company, and within a very short period of time, she was actually earning four times what she had earned at Starbucks in a very short period of time. And so that simple story, it connected with a whole lot of readers. I saw people engage immediately with them. And why it was so critical is it's a subtle story that proves his capabilities as a sales trainer, because he was able to convince this person who had, you know, he had just walked into a coffee shop, had no aspirations of becoming a salesperson, and a young person at that who had no experience, and then quickly convinced or influenced her that she has bigger and better things within her, and then had enough training chops to be able to turn her into a master salesperson in no time flat. And, you know, he has a proven case study right now. So that little story right there is so powerful, far more powerful than him doing months and months of content development or trying to prove people, you know, that he really knows his chops, he knows what he's doing. And that's just an example. I want you guys to start thinking about how you can incorporate stories into your marketing, into your business. And I actually, you know, when we bring people through the 6-week fast track program inside infomarketerzone.com and how to get your business up and running, operational, but we start in the first week a lot of soul searching and planning and finding the right business, finding the right product angle, value added service, how to hit the market with an angle, how to defeat the competition, how to dominate the space. And how to get your first product out the door with unique positioning. And in that, you know, we work through a story of why that person's in that business. So we work at why would somebody care about, you know, if they're, let's just use real estate as an example. If somebody goes into real estate, there's a million other real estate agents. Why is their real estate agency different? And it's got to be a story about why they get into the business, what it is that fuels them, what they want to do for their customers, how they see themselves as different because of the backstory, how they can offer added value to a customer over another real estate agent. And that all comes down to stories. It's not going to come down to, you know, you're not going to convince them that you're a better real estate agent because you've got, you know, 10 years of experience, or you've got special training, or you've got an extra certification or a course. Nobody cares about that. What people care about is the emotional connection that a story can convey as to why you get into the business, why you're going to spend your passion, and why you relate to that customer and you're going to do more for them. You want to have that same sort of backstory to the business you're in. If you don't have it now, then you really got to do some soul searching as to why, you know, go back. And many people have this story that just needs to be brought out, why you get into the business you did. If you haven't started your business yet, then think about that as you start your business and find your idea and your angle and your niche. So much easier to market your business if you have that backstory and that marketing piece. Okay. So we're all selling. The points to take out of this is we're all selling all the time. Stories will sell, will put you over the top in your business. You have to have them. You want to have a story around why your business is different, why you got into it, about yourself, why you chose that business. And then you want to convey that story internally to anyone you're working with, your friends, family, supporters, So they can take that message to the outside world. And then, of course, you want to communicate that to your customers as well through your content and tell stories in your blogs and all of your social networking, et cetera. So even if you, you know, I'd go so far to say is if you're today posting content every day and you were to scale that back and just post two stories a week, you would have far better success and, you know, participation, engagement, response than you would if you were, you know, just posting flat out content. And those stories can be of personal nature. They can be stories about the knowledge that you've gained and how you gained it, a lesson learned. It can be a story about someone you knew. It can be a story, a case study, which are some of the best stories to fold into all your storytelling. Okay. So the masters can do this. You know, there's some copywriters out there that post daily and they tell a story every post that they submit every day. So it's not impossible. It's a sort of a developed skill that you need to get working on today and you'll become better and better at over time. All right. If you have any questions around that, hit me up at Hire Trust and I can go through anything with you. We've been doing this for several years now and it's really, we've noticed at least triple the engagement on our content where we heavily depend on a story aspect to it. Okay. Blog to book. That's the next topic I want to talk about. So there's an increasing, and this is really important stuff for any of you who have been thinking about putting your own product together, your own course, your own training program, your own book, your own ebook. And by the way, first point on that is everyone is doing this. You need to be publishing content. You need to be packaging content. You need to be selling content. It has to be part of your business, if not the lead part of your business. Everyone's doing it, whether you're a master blogger, you're finding somebody that's out there as an angel investor, a venture capitalist, a master blogger, somebody who has a podcast or radio show, somebody who CEOs of companies. I mean, you name it. Everyone is publishing content. They know the impact of both the branding aspect and the lead generation, as well as the actual profit side of it, is critically important. So the problem I hear all of you moaning is that developing products seems painful to you, seems like it takes a long time. Not many people are great at writing, so they're fearful that, you know, if they have to sit down and write this thing, it's just too painful, it's not going to happen, it's not going to be good, they're never going to get it done. So what I see an awful lot of people doing today is alternatives to sitting down and just locking yourself in a room and writing a book. So whether that be Grant Cardone that's out there, I don't know if you know him, but search him up online, Master Salesman. He's written 5 books, top-selling books, has a number of courses and products, and the guy is just a maniac in terms of getting things done. He's been doing, you know, he's been on the streaming platforms, on Facebook streaming, on Periscope, Meerkat, and he's been basically covering, he's writing a book, his next book, and he's covering, once a week, he's covering about a 1-hour stream, and he's streaming the content that will be the chapter of the book, and then he has it transcribed. And the benefit of that, obviously, is he's building an audience as he does it. So he's building up a whole, you know, following by doing it. He's also getting direct feedback from the streaming audience with Q&A and responses to his main points. And that's invaluable for, tweaking that chapter and maybe even giving him ideas for other chapters and other products. So that's one technique. Another one that I wanted to tell you about or talk to you about was So I had a woman come to me this past week off the blog and wanted to know, she's got a couple of blogs. One of them is in the recipe space where she had blogged about 200 blog posts over the last couple of years. And it was all good content and it was all written by her. But she wondered, you know, could I turn that into a book? Could I turn it into an ebook? Could I turn it into PLR material and sell it to somebody who was interested in recipe information? Well, I matched her up with an actual publisher, an independent publisher who operates websites in that space. And they decided to package the book and give her a royalty. And it's a decent royalty. And they're going to bring it to an audience of hundreds of thousands. And so very interesting that she's going to end up coming out of that with a book packaged with some kudos, some credits to her work, and with some royalty income for life for that particular product. I did a deal early on in the 2000s when I had published a lot of content on my blog. I had actually done the same thing as I licensed it to a private membership site that wanted to take and offer this some of my content to their private members. And it was a five-figure licensing deal, a one-time licensing deal. But he took about, I think, about 50 articles at the time. Blog. This was even before blogs, so it was articles. And I licensed that content to him. Folks, when you're developing your own content, you don't know what's going to happen, but you will be able to monetize it. So get out there and start developing. The lesson here, obviously, is get out there and start developing your content. Okay, it's even if you decide down the road to abandon that business, to abandon that segment, you can sell the content. You can license it. You can get royalties off it. You can sell it for a one-time fee. You can PLR it. There's never an end to the use for useful content. So, you know, take that to heed. And also think of a blog as a way to write a book. If you're intimidated by sitting down and writing, you know, 200-page book, but you do want to have a book out, say, within the next month, just blog an article a day. Break it down into chapters. And each week you post 5 or 6 articles, maybe a little bit more, 1-page to 2-page articles. And those are your blog posts. And you're, in fact, writing your book as you go. And there's been many people do this. Some of them realized they were doing it and then they packaged it later. Others didn't even realize they did it and packaged it. Because of demand from their audience, they wanted to see all the tips in one place, organized a little differently than what they might see on the blog. All right. So blog to book, very useful technique. Lots of ways to write your books. We help a lot of people package their information knowledge for profit. It's still the number one way we know to make really easy money out there, folks. Everybody knows something to get them started in a niche that they're passionate about. And with minimal, extra sort of research and content development, you can package that knowledge for profit. It's just it really is within your grasp. Everyone out there, it's within their grasp. Okay, last topic to close things out. I got asked on infomarketerzone.com with a skeptical eye that somebody who didn't feel, you know, they're in a niche that's not IM related, not internet marketing related, not business related. And they're skeptical that they can actually find joint venture partners and sort of threw that over the fence to me. And there's 3 points I wanted to make on this that are critical to anyone that's building a business out there. Number one, you need to be able to, first of all, know your niche, have a great angle. So the focus is really on, first of all, having a killer product and having a good story behind it, having the angle like we talked about before. If I'm a JV partner, and I have done JVs with other people in helping them bring content to my list, I do very few of them, but I'll tell you the ones I have done, I've really first of all, the first thing I look for is it a really unique product? Is it a person that's doing a business that's passionate about it and really is in for the long term, in it for the benefit of the customer? Because I'm going to bring this to my list. I don't want some fly by night guy. I don't want somebody who's had the product written for them that doesn't know their target market, that I don't know if they're going to be around in a year's time. I want somebody who is embedded, is serious, is passionate, is fired up, is going after the market, and they've developed a killer product. And the next thing I look for is, have they got a real unique angle on it? Have they thought through how they're different than everyone else? And so you need to do that. You need to make sure that the product you have in that other niche is, it's a market that you're passionate about, you're dedicated to, and that comes out in, you know, how the product's designed, how your sales material is designed, how the product is, what the angle is, how it's titled, how it's structured. Okay, so that's your number one sort of selling vehicle if you want to try and get partners. If you do a good enough job at that and you start to get some early traction, partners will come find you, right? So you need to have that part down. Number two, great place to find them is on social networks. A lot of people say, well, I can't find them because I don't know where to go. Well, where you go is you're trying to find authority figures in that particular niche. And pretty much every niche market has them. Sometimes they're harder to find than others, but everyone has them. So where do you look? Well, you look on social, you look on Twitter and Facebook, you do keyword searches. You look for people that are tweeting around keywords quite often. You're looking for top blogs in that particular space. You're looking at discussion forums that are big. You're looking for even people that have already put out their own products. And, you know, often I've had affiliate partners for my products that are also product creators in that space. They might not have a directly competing product, but they have something that's similar and they know what sells into their market. And so they have a really good judge of, you know, whether your product will sell into their target market. And best of all, they understand what it's like to market to that group. So they're sometimes the best to have if you can get them on board. And then the next question, obviously, is how do you approach these people? And that's another topic. We can cover that on another call. But basically there, we have a structure inside InfoMarketerZone.com, a set of templates even on how we sort of cold contact these authority figures. And we do it in a way, much more of a networking way, and where we create a relationship with them. Because in the end, you want to have a relationship with your JV and your partners. You don't just want a one-time blast. That's not in your best interest. So we talk about a system, a four-step system, where you actually network with these people. You get a copy of your product in their hands. You get some feedback from them. Often we get a testimonial from them, and then they promote. We've got some partners that have been promoting for us almost 10 years, and they continue to promote some of our products. So killer system there. All right. The third point on this is don't just rely on partners. Don't think that the only way to build your business is through affiliate partners, right? That's a bit of an easy way out in terms of your thinking. You need to commit to bleeding for your audience. You need to be everywhere. You need to be producing content. You need to be answering questions. You need to be engaging with your market. You need to be building your own brand, your own following, your own relationships, your own engagement. You need to be seen everywhere. That's the only way you're going to dominate your interest. You don't want just to allow your partners and help your partners dominate a space, because you want that customer, you want them to know, you want them to buy many products from you. Partners will come and go. And you know, partners are not a bad way to start building your list and get to the market and get to certain parts of the market. But don't let that be a substitute for you getting out there and busting your ass and winning your market and bleeding for your audience, right? You got to get out there. You've got to dictate the terms under which that market operates to be an ultimate winner and to dominate your market. That's the only way you can ask for a premium for your products, and you can have a long-standing growth in your marketplace. All right. How's that for bringing it today, guys? I hope that was useful for you. That's some of our best stuff from the week, directly based on experience we've had in years of business, doing business online. We're going to continue to bring that to you. Might even have an episode this next week. You can hit us up. We want to hear from you guys on the blog. That's hirertrustmarketing.com/blog. You can look up all the podcasts, all the content that we have up there, all our posts, etc., useful tips, techniques, and strategies for running and growing your business. And also hit us up on Twitter at HireTrust. We're starting to do a little bit of streaming up there on Periscope and Meerkat as well, and doing some Facebooking. I want to link with you guys. I want to get you guys all together and helping each other, and I want to help you guys online. So hit us up on, and we're on Facebook. It's facebook.com/HireTrust. We're on Twitter at HireTrust. And those are the places you can find us. We certainly want you to come up and link in with us, and we'll connect with you and help whatever we can, including getting your word out. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Appreciate you guys for listening. Want to hear from you again. And if you can, share this with anyone that you think could use this information that's building a business online. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next time.